You're not stuck. You've just forgotten how far you've come. We chase the next level, we shift the goalposts, and suddenly progress feels like pressure. In this episode, we unpack why high performers feel behind even when they're actually ahead, and how to realign your identity, goals, and purpose so you can move forward with clarity again. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport as I see it is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Today I want to talk about a coaching conversation I had this week. So this is a guy who's works in corporate. He's building a business on the side. He's a dad. He's a football coach. So he ticks a lot of the boxes from the sort of people that I work with. He's doing everything right, but he still feels at times like he's not moving forward. So this is what we call something that high performers struggle with a lot, identity drift. So he's been doing personal development for 20 years. So he's been working on himself for a long time. He's been growing, been showing up. But like a lot of high performers, he still feels like he's not doing well. He still feels like he's not where he needs to be. And one of the questions he asked me is, why isn't this pushing me forward? And so what the pattern is, it's identity drift. So it's not about lack of effort. It's not about lack of ability. It's a disconnect from who you've already become. So think about how often in life, and this happens in sport too, where you just go on to the next thing. Lane Beachley talks about it in an interview that I heard from her a few years ago. She talked about an hour after she's won her first five world titles, an hour after, she's planning the next thing. She never took the time to actually slow down and celebrate. And she said, and for those last couple, she made sure that she actually took the time to acknowledge how far she'd come and probably pause. Now, we need to do this like all the time. We need to actually make sure that we're pausing regularly because we're always growing. There's always another level of growth, another level of achievement. Just how often do you actually take the time to acknowledge just how far you've come? Because if you don't, you're going to be in this same trap where you just feel like you're like, why aren't I further ahead? Why aren't things going well? And it's because you've just lost sight of just how much you have already achieved. So I stripped it right back. He'd actually done my sort of entry level finding your purpose training, and he'd done that. He'd started to get some clarity on a whole lot of different things. And so I asked him in this session, what did your first bit of personal development actually give you? And his answer, gave him belief in himself, so a level of confidence and ownership of his life. He realized just how much he could be in control of his destiny. Now, a lot of these things you might be thinking, if you've done any of this stuff yourself, you've started to grow, these are some of the things that you've already started to find yourself. Now, here's the hidden gap. He's already had a heap of growth. He's made so much progress. But it's been a while since he's actually stopped and acknowledged it. And, like, we've been doing this work for a while, him and I, and we have had moments like this, and it just shows how quickly that we can forget. We have to constantly remind ourselves. I was working with one of my football clients today, and he's like, oh, I feel like I'm going all the way back. I'm like, no, this is foundational. And foundational, the best have to continue to practice that foundational stuff every day. Small, important steps repeated daily. That's high performance. So he's done a heap of growth. He's just lost sight of that acknowledgement. Now, the other thing that happens, and this is part of a conversation I had with someone else, like, why aren't we ahead? And I'm like, well, you are ahead. Like, just go back 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and just look how far you've come. Look how many things you've got in place. Look at the growth. Problem is you keep shifting the goalposts. Maybe this resonates for you too. Because this is one of the, I wouldn't call it the curse of the high performer, but it's definitely a challenge where you're never satisfied. It's important to be happy with how far you've come, to have that appreciation, to recognize it. But yeah, don't be satisfied. We want to go after more. But we do have to pause and just recognize. So the question for him is, what are you actually in control of now? Where is that self-control showing up that you talked about being one of those things where you can own your life? If you look back on that journey, what are you in control of now that you weren't in control of a year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or longer? Now, this person I'm coaching had this really profound realization, and he couldn't have put it better. He goes, it's all intertwined, isn't it? It's all connected. Your identity, your goals, your game plan, your purpose. And when they drift apart, when there's not alignment, when there's a sense of friction, you get lost, you feel stuck. But when there's alignment, you get clarity and you build momentum quickly. And so I love that description. And I said, we can put this even simpler. It's a question of who am I? So identity. What do I want? So that's your goals. How will I do it? The game plan. And why is this even important? Why does it matter? That's an element of purpose. So the challenge for you, where have you grown? Where have you made giant strides, huge leaps, and you just haven't acknowledged it? When was the last time you took the time to stop and actually look at your progress? To pause long enough after you've ticked one of those boxes that you've got over that next hurdle. When was the last time you took some time to actually pause and appreciate that? This is something I've built into my business. Actually, just the weekend just gone, we had one of our reward weekends. My wife and I, we get away and we acknowledge we had a new contract that we landed this year for the business. It's time to step away, to acknowledge that, take some time to relax and recharge, but just appreciate just how important this next step was, not because of it being some breakthrough moment, because of the work we've done into the lead up and also how this can propel us into the future. So what have you done? What progress have you made? What have you achieved? What is that thing that you've gone, I've got to get to this end of this next thing? What is that thing? What did you actually get to the end of and you did so well to get there? But in your head, you're already moving on to the next thing. And where are you shifting the goalposts? Where are you continuing to go, well, I'm not there because there's this next thing? Well, that's the reality. There's not going to be a next thing. But you've got to acknowledge the fact that you're shifting those goalposts. And the most important question is, where are you out of alignment right now? And this is tricky, right? This is not necessarily an easy question to answer. Because when it comes to purpose, one of the challenges, the very challenges is the very thing that we are amazing at, we also continue to be challenged at. So you might have, if you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, you might have heard me talking about when you find purpose and you're in alignment to purpose, you realize you haven't done the 10,000 hours that they talk about in high performance. You've actually done the 100,000 hours. So something that you needed some help to overcome, but you had to tackle it alone, you've continued to do that your whole life. You've continued to find solutions to this challenge that you have. If it's something as simple as this guy I was talking about today that I was coaching just yesterday, it's that belief in himself. So he's continued to find ways to believe in himself. Does he still have self-doubt? Yes. Are there areas where he doesn't have belief? Yes. Does he continue to push himself to build more? Absolutely. So not only has he got this 100,000 hours of evidence of this purpose, he also will continue to work towards improving in that area. And he continues to bring more and more levels and an evolution of his purpose as he continues to overcome this challenge again and again. And for me, I've talked about it in my personal story when my first mentor and I went to his event and he asked me why I wanted to do it, and it just, the words spat out of me because I'm sick of being mediocre. And I've learned all of these high performance strategies. I've learned how you can improve, how you can start feeling better about your progress. And so that's a big part of my purpose, and it's why I'm sharing these tips with you now. Am I the finished product? Never. I'll never be the finished product. Do I still have issues with performance at times? Absolutely. Which just gives me a great opportunity to continue to learn more and more and more. And just a little aside, we're talking about some stuff that I've been working with one of his sons as well, and we're just talking about where there may be some drift away from personal self-control and into trying to control their destiny and trying to push them in certain directions. And he even talked about dragging them along. And I'm like, you don't have to do any of that. You create the wave through your own progress, your own acknowledgement, how much you are shining, standing in strength, becoming more powerful. That's the wave you create, and they'll just come along for the wave. Because young men in particular, they're caught in this sort of contradiction of trying to emulate their parents, more specifically their dad, but at the same time break away from them. So they want to do all the good things that they like about their dad, but they're trying to find their individual identity. So it's not our job to control them or tell them what to do, but it is our responsibility to create the wave so that they can ride that to wherever it is they want to go. Now, if this resonated with you and you want to start getting clearer on your own purpose, jump into my Finding Your Purpose free training. The link's in the show notes. Just remember, you're not stuck. You've drifted away from who it is you've become. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.